front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Street's not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray, I pray. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go.
Hey, I'll admit it. I was secretly hoping the Canadiens would beat the Leafs on Saturday. And then secretly hoping the Leafs would lose on Sunday. Just to see the reaction in both cities over having the Habs ahead of the Leafs in the standings. I don't know, maybe even the Bruins. I mean, I guaranteed nobody in this city, certainly nobody in this room, ever thought the Leafs would be in fourth place in the division around the middle of February. But, you know, that didn't happen. The Leafs won in overtime, and Montreal were beaten by a Bulgarian goaltender on Sunday, a guy with a name that sounded like, I don't know, it sounded like he should have been leading the Bulgarian Communist Party in the 60s or something. And the Leafs are still in second, albeit barely. So we haven't had to put the fire retardant material up in the studio this morning. In fact, I wonder if maybe it isn't time to adjust our sights a bit in Toronto. You know, I'm not saying that we should expect less from the Leafs, that we should expect anything less than a successful playoff run. I'm not saying that. But I wonder if maybe it isn't the time to ask whether, in fact, this whole league is better than we thought it was. I mean, think about it. Do you have the Islanders in first place at any time this year? And you can go even deeper than that. Wrap your head around this. Since 1967, or roughly 20 years after I was born, all of six NHL teams have made the playoffs after being in last place 20 games into the season. Now, think about that. Since 1967, there have been six NHL teams that have made the playoffs after being in last place quarter of the way through the season. Two of those teams, by the way, are Leafs teams. The 82-83 Leafs, the 87-88 Leafs. Six teams since 1967. And don't look now, but there is a chance, and it's slim, but given the way the Flyers and the Blackhawks are playing, there is a chance we may have two teams accomplish that feat this year. The Flyers were in last place on January 2nd, the Blackhawks on January 19th. So in other words, that's how balanced this league is. So that's this morning's poll question. You can go on Twitter and answer the poll question. We'll take your calls and we'll go to the text line as well. Let's talk about the standings and what they mean for the Leafs. Are the Leafs as good as they thought, as you thought they were? Are they worse than you thought they were? Or is it just that the league is better than we thought it was? And maybe we have to adjust our regular season expectations. I'll even give you a fourth choice. Is it simply a question of it being February? And we all need to chill a little.